Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers, I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you, it's all you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays, that's how you gotta do. Cause punk fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
I'm a scrubby. She's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a war. Say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays, I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. But this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Yo, motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, a.k.a. the Blood Preacher, the Choir Boy of Death, Ghetto G. And that's about it until fucking Thursday night, because Thursday night we've got one only lovely lady, Kissa, coming back with us. And we got a 253 called in. 253, what's good with us?
What up, man? This is Relic.
What's good, man?
Was good. I seen it on the site. It said to call in, so I had to call in and show some love.
Hell yeah, man! Fucking the mixtape is just about done. But we're waiting on one more track. And who knows? Maybe we just might drop that shit early.
Hell yeah! I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah, but I mean, shit, man, yo, like, this mixtape is going to be definitely by far one of the best ones we put out so far. It's got so many different artists, like, fucking different styles and shit like that, you know what I mean?
So how are y'all going to distribute that? Is it going to be an electronic, is it going to be electronic distribution on the internet only?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, like, until, like, you know, we're able to get, like, as, like enough,
fucking blank CDs to you know, to actually like be able to actually burn like on, like put it onto a fucking out like on CD and fucking just pass them around and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, and shit, I just dropped a new one. I just dropped a new one last night, and it's getting some good reviews on it. It's going too hard, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if you should play it. It just goes too hard.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll do it anyways.
I'm gonna put a. I'll tell you what, man. I'm gonna put a link with this bitch onto your guys' wall. If you want to play that motherfucker, you can play that shit.
Well, you're talking about chopping, man. I already got my hands on it.
Oh, I see. You already got that?
Yep.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You ain't fucking around.
Hell no, nah, man. Fucking the man, my co-host Gil, you let me know about the track. I went to your reverb, fucking snacked that shit up, and uploaded it to the soundboard.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But I think, what I want to do is like I want to wait until like my co-host is called in, so that way he can check it out at the same time. Ah, fuck it. Well, you know what? He'll get the encore. Fuck it.
You can get up on here. I need to get on your guys' page right now and tune into this motherfucker right now.
Hell yeah.
That's what I need to do right now. Where's the fucking... this link right here. Here it is. I'm bumping this fucking old school cut right now trying to get in the mood for this new song. It says old, like 93 West Coast straight Cali shit right now.
Hell yeah, man. But
like
I said, man, I'm gonna get, you know, when my co-host calls in, he'll get the encore of the track. But you know what? Right now, we're gonna fucking bump this shit right now. So here we go with Damian Relic chopping.
Hell yeah.
That shit's fucking sick, man.
And man. That shit was so fucking hard to record, man.
Man, I believe it.
I'm telling you, man. Straight up, though, is fucking. Is that takes a lot of fucking oxygen, bro. And it don't help when I smoke like 15, 20 cigarettes a fucking day, for real.
Yeah, no, man. Trust me, I believe that, man. Yo, I go through at least a fucking pack or two at the end of the day, myself. So.
See. So I guess I need to sign up for your guys' shit here, right? Is that how this works?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, otherwise, you know, when you tune in, like, you just pretty much come up under as a guest. But and the thing is, you know, like, when you're a guest in the room, like, you can't chat, you can't do anything. So, like, we want to give it a sign, you know, you can chat with us, you can fucking get requests in. When we have interviews coming up, like we got one coming up on the 9th of August. But of course the band on the floor.
Yeah, all right.
Signing up for this. Yeah, man. Definitely get ready for that interview. That interview's gonna be sick as all hell, man. Because of the fact, I mean, honestly, I think JR right now is probably one of the main shows out there that gets all the big name artists. I mean, the ones we haven't gotten so far is people over Psychopathic, but you know what? We're still working on that.
Man, I'm about to fucking that track right there, and then I got like, I'm gonna put like two other tracks on this fucking CD, and I'm going to see if Strange Music wants to get a hold of that. I'm going to check with Psychopathic too, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really see him putting nobody fucking good on these labels recently. Yeah, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, nah, man, I agree. I mean, honestly, I think fucking, you know, the fact that they, I mean, Big Hulu's not bad, and the fact that they're bringing back Boondocks, which is dope too.
Yeah, I heard about that. I listened to One Cub by that Hoodoo dude. I mean, it was all right, you know what I mean? That was like the type of shit I used to write back in junior high, you know what I mean, lyrically. But, I mean, the beat was the shit, though. I don't remember what the song was.
Might have been Hex.
Okay, I could probably YouTube it right now and see what it was. No, that fucking, yeah, the raps was all right. Maybe it was this one. Hold up. Might have been Crystal Skull.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was, hold on, let me see. It might be that Crystal Skull. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that track's dope. But, I mean, you know, the Raven. Definitely one of my favorite tracks.
All right, there we go. So does this thing, you got, how do I stream this here online?
Pretty much like, you know, you can listen through Windows Media Player, iTunes. Other than that, the only other way you guys tune in is, like, you know, through the site itself.
All right. Oh, yeah, you guys do Skype too, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, I see that shit. All right. So, playing a default player.
I will warn you, when you're listening on, like, online, there's actually like about like a 30 second delay.
Right.
We don't know why that happens, but it just does.
Oh shit, where'd my media player go? Yeah. Yeah, I got you on there now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So where do you guys run it? You guys just run this from your house? You guys just post up fucking badass music and fucking talk to people and shit?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, me,
I'm from Connecticut. My co-host, Gil G, he's, you know, like, from fucking Pennsylvania. So it's like, you know, it's like, from the, you know, that just comes together, like, both, like, both me and him. We call in to fucking stream, fucking bump, fucking badass music. And, you know, talk about random bullshit, like wrestling and shit like that.
Hey, so when you play one of my tracks, does it show up on these advertisements right here? Because I fucking, I seen my shit from Reverb Nation, because I set up an account with them today to fucking advertise, you know what I'm saying? Like on all them big ass sites and shit like that. And I've just seen that advertisement up here on the side. So is that connected with you guys, or does that shit do it automatically?
I think that does it automatically.
That's fucking gangster as fuck. That shit goes hard as a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. So, you see, I think up next, man, though, I think we're going to play some brand new fucking Tech N9ne. Since, of course, we got that brand new shit ahead of time.
Which one is it?
Brand new Tech N9ne, man. Off of something else. So I think we're gonna go with the one track we ain't played yet. This is Strange in 2013, featuring The Doors.
Let's get it. Fred Rex. Robbie Krieger. Ray Manzarek. John Densmore. Tech N9ne and Mr. Jim Morrison.
Strange day have found us.
I've been in nobody, but now I get it in.
Strange day have tracked us down.
What I want, what I did is keep it with you, really never took a
plan.
Clever man, you're gonna be off of your rocker when the shock was on chopper. It's kinda funny having no money coming up. People number one independent rapper, people running up. With a fact, I'm a summer that way back. I was one of my known beasts in the near time. She's in a red time. Now everybody know what the flame sprays, pain pays, maintain brain craze. Leaving them all leaking in pain. Hey, gangway, get ready for strange days.
Really like,
party. Thank you, brother.
And we're back.
Oh yeah, that shit went hard.
I just watched that new video. What was it? So Dope?
Yep.
Yeah, I just watched that the other day. Had that Twisted Insane in there, man. I remember watching Twisted Insane like 3-4 years ago when he was just on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really doing nothing big.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. I mean, you know, it's like definitely dope that you know, to see like half these like motherfuckers, you know, that, you know, we're pretty much like, you know, all fucking YouTube, you know, like all of a sudden, like now, you know, doing shit with like fucking Tech or fucking Strange or even Psychopathic or Subnoise and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. I didn't really listen to too much of his YouTube stuff, though, man. I checked out some of his videos, but he was so fucking fast I couldn't understand shit he said. I didn't really have a point to listen to it.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I don't even know if he was really rapping in most of them songs. You know what I'm saying? He might have just been making some fucking noise, as far as I'm concerned.
That's possible. But we got a 770 with us. 770, what's good with us?
Hey.
What's good?
Oh, not much. I can't talk. I talked to you on the computer earlier.
Yeah. What's good there, Ryan, man?
What now?
I said, yeah, okay. So, I'm just, I mean, like, if you want, man, like, you know, like, we could put you back on me, so that way you can just, listen, if you want, man.
Okay. That's good.
I'm not doing anything.
But,
No, let me reset. Let me shut this down. I'll shut down.
Hold on a second.
You know, I think we're going to go in a little bit of metal here. So I think we go and Curse Your Name, a.k.a. Sin.
Check it, man.
Once we get to the track, this track is called Better Off Dead.
We'll be right back.
Check this out, fam. I gotta go right now. I'm a fit working on this new track right now.
All right, homie.
All right, G. I'll tune in tomorrow for you.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think right now we can go on another track here. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go with some fucking old school ICP. Terrible.
Motherfucker! You don't know shit, do ya? You wouldn't know shit if it whipped shit through your ugly, bitch-ass face. You ain't even begun to experience, mama, motherfucker! Your mama, your motherfucking big fat chicken face-ass mama, don't even know about this mama, motherfucker!
Oh my God, look at that!
Turn it up, please! For that arrogant, sweet little knee. Somebody took a black thing and went up that damn boy. He heard about it from us. What about that one nobody got that they found? Dead in the grass with his stick in his hair. Blessed there was more, but you won't recall. Because like I just had squeezed up on some of the kids' balls. What you consider drama ain't all that. This is the whack with an intergalactic satellite state of compassion. But we can't feed the homeless. And then old days back story unfolded. Everybody watched that while Oklahoma exploded. 900 good reasons why this world really don't care. That's what it costs for with ya!
Protest that. Some rock and roll nigga bit the head off a rat. Let's march to this concert and tell him to hell. Cause he's so fucking terrible. Meanwhile, his record sells double and triple. Cause of you crying about him rubbing his nipple. Religious shit, you help them bad. Instead of helping the poor people eating out of them garbage cans, when you done with that bitch, come protest me. Shit, motherfucker, I can use some money. The whole world was crying when Kirk was goodbye. When E.G.E. died, though, it wasn't no thing. Rapper dies of AIDS, but you hardly mention. Rocker blows his face up and becomes a legend. Heroin in a shotgun, a hero was made. Maybe I should do that shit so Jay can get paid.
My goddamn flag, boy. What's terrible is your damn rappers cursing.
The country we live in was built by slaves. Beat out and murdered and stuffed in their graves. You put a slave owner on the $1 bill. And you wanna know why I kill people?
Bombs are blowing up, cops are corrupt. And all you care about is who the president fucks. You don't know terrible.
You will as soon as our wagons come over the hill.
What you know about terrible?
Yo, we back. Check it out. So it's just me now once again. Yo, here we go. Illegal featuring Professor Fresh. Fight the future.
Mulder, his sister, was abducted by aliens when he was just a kid, and now chases after little green men with a badge and a gun, shouting to the heavens or anyone who will listen that the fix is in or the sky is falling. And when it hits, it's going to be the shitstorm of all time.
Well, I would say that about does it, Spooky.
Ah, yeah, we're back. Up next, Nonpoint, Miracle. Yeah, we're back. Let's see. Still just me. So, go by association. Living in silence.
Inside silence clouded my mind. I've been led astray. Should have just walked away. Wish I didn't go. Turn around and gone home. Wish I wasn't myself.
You have got to know damn well that you lie to lie. You walk your face. You trust
Hi, y'all. Up next, here we go. Head P featuring X Murder Boys, D Gaff. Take over.
This is Takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life and I cannot stand up. Won't give up the point of Takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. And we don't give a fuck about haters like you. It's my life.
Loud. My phone is so awfully loud. I'm cold as ice, yes, I capture my body count. rights. Now what, motherfucker?
Joint was a bomb. That was like some garage funk, because it wasn't like smooth and sweet like some Parliament Funkadelic, but for some white boys playing funk, it's pretty nice. No, I'm just kidding, because obviously our new drummer Jeremiah, aka Trauma, he's not white, and but he knows a lot about playing real funk drums. And Mark, that white boy, obviously been studying some books.
Welcome to Misery Punk. We deep rooted in this, Aram Say. KCMO, KCK, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Tech 9 in this piece.
Welcome to Misery, where the killers pop it off. And when I say pop it off, I mean deadly with the tongue of the gun. We can do it if anybody wanted, whether rapping niggas are clapping up another, tell everyone. Misery loves company, so we definitely enemy. When it be energy, sending me the rouse. I'm negativity tripping with me, you're running for your life, cause you ran your mouth.
We can bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained to listen, man, stay in your lane. We can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained. And listen, man, stay in your lane.
Been a witness of murderous monologue of a menace coming from out of a sinister, formidable place. I can let you know the ins and the outs, and I can spit it wicked, twisted, and you can see by the look on my face. Give me the mic and I'ma mangle it, tangle it. Definitely the people see that I got the hang of it. Pity you gotta try to make a mockery of a city who rock 'em and block 'em, fuck it, you baby, we dangerous. Came to get strange with it, bang with it, stop and get a little untamed with it. Get the chopper like a bully, you bully with a hoodie, shit to get up and take him out of spit, came with it. Well, the answer is right before your eyes. Who do you despise? Killers, we chop you, we got to stop you, pop you, partner, you guffin'. Get about us away, we'll take a need to be bustin'. Gotta give it up, I'm a veteran like Edison. I'ma light them up and get in your head again. I'm better than ever, never let a feather in, doesn't be fetishing. Never hit the mic and then we peddling medicine. I'm a chopper, chopper, chopper. Automatic kicking the ammunition, killing the competition. No, it ain't nobody. Hotter, hotter, hotter. Damaging everything and everybody, you know we on a mission. Listen to me, how can I make you understand I'm a general? Even if you pop in, the competition is minimal. Can't see the killers and you can bet that we criminal. The demon inside of me keep on telling me when to go. So I'ma keep repping the myth with choppers, freaking flows. And I'm about to be up on top of this and truly be busted. Begging for mercy, you fuck, I ain't giving you nothing, nothing.
We can bang, it ain't no game, we understand. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane.
We be the best in the middle, so we take the fight. Talking about women, I'm talking about paper. These open dilemma incidents tend to get colder than winning the competition. We for sure to kill them. I feel like a bully, I'm ready made. Too many double weather with the red, a tough fight under my sweater. And we hotter than lava, the weather. My killers be keeping it proper, part of you type. But my killers are better. We keep it chopper like a blender, eating boys up and then the guillotine. We jump our hands off and throw them out the window. We're too critical, we yelling, you're walking away. Looking so pitiful, the ADC, we be the number one contender.
When it comes to the street, we're still post on the block.
For the kill, I'm a laugh, I'm a middle finger up to the cops on the way to the studio. They go and make another hot track. They be loving the way that we fit it when we try. Comedy, love to devotion, the definition. Never sold to my opposition, it's my culture. And anybody came away, I'ma follow them. Me and my gillers, gorillas, winning. Cause we the coldest boys. We tryna battle cause they want a position. But they ain't never get in it because we better and bigger. And like I told you, we the number one competitors. Gillers walking their way up to the top. And they want something to get the million. In a whole nother century, did he lock in dilemma? Chemistry you can never cause. With them ignorant letters, they even estimate the empirical like anger. Try even like other my uncle's laws. You can try to read us, you can try to beat us, try to get speed up. But it ain't gon' matter, cause after we get finished busting, ain't gon' be no master. We taking over the map, we're taking into the master.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained. To listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we
living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got drained and left in Maine, stay in your lane.
When I'm up in the zone, like it's a representing the city of decay. I'm thinking brain, cause I'm a disaster. Deliver your ridiculous if I'm coming after. Leave them in the predicament because I'm a sound master. And I'm not impressionable now, just to get the woman some sweat, cause I'm best with the flow. Whenever you wanna flex, you can go. Keep stressing your code, and I better make your best on the flow. Me and West with the flow light. Flow light. Cause the energy is a bomb. I can tell that you're fascinated by the way that we rhyme, and we glow like when the flow strikes with the fire.
It ain't nothing you can say, though.
Cause I'm sipping on Hindi and busting like a semi, your enemies now. Irritated with the haters and becoming the round. So I'm kicking like a relevant, but the arrogance down. Meaning that I'm really sure, so I'm too sick for a cure, so. Ain't no need for a doctor. I'm over wordplay, me making your nerves shake, cause I caught you. Hands down when I pop you now. Let's take a trip to the valley, get real guilt. Strange individual with a militant ill skill. Pop a collar and holler at the bars. With real screw, get down, but the cost to be false, a big wheel.
Let
me act like you can tough with it. When the top come up, killers gon' be the villains to leave your body smoking. Well, really, you can't get up with it. Cause whatever I'm busting, it's like a full heart stop. But the limit second need a calico with ego. Ripping them up with the flow, cause we need what's chop, chop.
We can bang or we can bang, it ain't no game. We untame, whether it's fame or we can aim. Release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game. We untame, whether it's fame or we can aim. Release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Baby, you better act right, get right. Cause I'm the baddest nigga hooking up with the fastest badass. And you hit you with the lyrical, lyrical, miracle web. Incredible, about to knock the head off of several. Diggy, diggy down, watch your picky down. The dick of the clown, them hounds who pound for your town. Diggy, diggy, diggy. And if you look up at the sound, you can be found by the nigga wearing the crown. Are you really me? And when you hear it, nigga, then zip it. D-zip it, make you wanna reposition your pivot. When we write it and spit it, we making somebody get it. And if they won't hear it and get living, forget it, forget it.
Stop.
I rock and keep babbling on, I'm rattling off at the mouth. While we traveling, don't be thinking that I'll be speaking about the things that I'll be doing. Couples coming to pop my mouth, it's all I'm about to ruin you and you and you. And I can die for the drop of the caribou. And if it's on the pop, and it's doing you with you. And I won't hesitate to chop you and two with you. What it do with you? And if you're looking for the better and the veterans who can bust, you got the Cali gun for fun. And if it don't be busting back at you when you attack them on the track, I'm holding putting down the gun.
You look a chopper. You look a chopper, that technique is a chopper.
The Calico will knock your block off. You never see it coming hit you. When we gonna get running, we walk off. Cause it's more than break that we want. And we coming head hunting, but we won't stop till we get to the top. You in the way that we meant with chop, yeah, yeah.
James Music, bitch. 7 years of excellence. T.O.G. and N9&E. Real numbers, bitch. Now from us to you. Tech 9 Collabos. Welcome to Misery Loves Company. And for all the haters, fucking peasant, super, motherfucker. Figure it out.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Oh, you know, I was feeling a little stressed. I didn't know if I wanted to call in or not.
I don't care. J-Haw fucked up.
J-Haw fucked up.
Yep.
And what does that mean?
Let's see. 47 minutes ago on the Fall website, page, can't get through for interview.
In other words,
they tried to call their show for the interview over on J-Haw, and they couldn't get through. You fucked up your own interview, bitch.
Nah, man, it wasn't even him. He don't even do that show.
Oh. Well, the fuck it is, you know, that's a part of fucking J-Haw. You fucked up.
Well, that's on them. Where the hell is Flaw calling out of?
Okay.
So it's the same time there as it is here?
Yep.
And they're in like Texas or some shit.
Yeah, but I mean, that'd be 10 o'clock for Texas. But
did they have the right? Did they have the right time? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because like you know, like 11. It's supposed to be like 11 p.m. Eastern. And 10 p.m. Texas and like 9 p.m. Pacific.
Well, I meant, did they give them the right time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess so.
And they didn't show up. How about that? They didn't even show up their own show. That's pretty
cool. Uh-huh.
Some folks.
Oh, well, it's not the only thing they fucked up, so.
There we go, like, I didn't sit you here right here, fucking, you got, like, even on that, almost that same flyer saying, is this still happening tonight? Fucking, Jay responded, it is. And he goes, not letting us on the line. Balls and I have been fine, but sobering must be fucked up. So, yep.
Oh,
Jay off. Man, I wonder if it was like that for all the interviews that they tried doing.
No, they actually had people come on most of the interviews. I listened to a couple of them.
You guess they were shitty as all hell, right?
Oh, pretty fucking boring, yeah. I mean, they did have A and B on there, but then again, so did we.
Yeah.
Oh. Off there, we had A and B twice.
I don't know. Apparently, they had Zug Island at some point, but I didn't listen to that shit.
But, you know. But to make things better and to make Jay Hoff feel like shit, you know, I decided to comment on the status they posted up for Can't Get Through for interview. I said, shit. Y'all still got Juggalo Ride Radio on August 9th, and we're always around.
Yeah. We'll actually pick the phone up.
Yeah. Hey, shit, man. Yeah, we had like fucking two calls tonight.
And where the fuck did they go?
Damien really went to go work on a new track, and Ryan just hung up.
Oh.
So, but yeah, those two called in.
The two people said that they were going to call in, called in. How about that?
Yeah. Damien did say that he'll call in again tomorrow night, too. We'll see. Okay, motherfucker, let's get into these codes for fucking Donald's Monopoly.
Oh, while you do that, why don't you go ahead and play some chicken hunting?
We can do that for all the rednecks. But did you also know Damien Sandow can't swim?
That was the gayest thing I've ever seen. I can't swim, I can't swim, and jumps in. But that's not the first time we've seen a fucking skit like it.
No, but I think it's the first time we've heard anybody say they can't swim. Well, never mind, Stone Cold.
That had to be the gayest one of them all. And then, like, after he jumped in and got back out, they had to continue it, and he's still, like, like dying and shit. Really? You had to make it go that far?
Man, like, you know, like, I literally fell off my bed laughing at that shit.
My sister's like, this is so fucking gay. It is pretty fucking gay. I agree with that.
Yeah. I remember, you know, like, I thought they were going to have them start fighting and whooping each other's asses, but no. I can't swim!
It wasn't even that far out.
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he could have even fucking just stood up and walked to it.
Well, we all know he can swim, so all he had to do was jump a little bit, It's right there. Boom. And come back.
That dumbass.
Yeah, don't ever do a segment like that again, WWE.
Yes, please do not. I mean, unless you make the people swim.
No. Just don't do anything like that again.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to go be, going chicken hunting, which would be appropriate since, you know, Jerry King Lawler is a redneck.
Memphis, Tennessee.
How'd you feel about the skit that where they had AJ Lee in the fucking ring fucking destroying things of Dolph Ziggler and he had the entire crowd going, "You've gone psycho!"
Yeah, I didn't watch all of SmackDown.
Yeah, oh damn, man. Yeah, you missed that part. Fucking, yeah, AJ Lee was like in the fucking ring, fucking with AJ with fucking Dolph Ziggler's house keys, his suitcase, cutting up his fucking credit card, ID, passport.
Yeah, come on, that ain't his shit.
And the entire time, you've got the entire crowd at where the hell they were at, chanting, "You've gone psycho."
So the Wyatt family debuted in a match, huh?
Yeah.
And who'd they fight?
Sons of Funk.
Did they win?
Yeah, the Wyatt won.
Why would they have him debut in a match on fucking SmackDown?
I don't know, but then at the end, and once the match ended, fucking Bray Wyatt got in the ring, kissed inside, and delivered his finish move to him.
See that man? Two big ass dudes, guy. Got beat up so easily.
Yeah. One got kissed by another dude. That's not PG.
It is according to Vince McMahon.
So, and I approve of gay shit.
Well, there's a lot of gay shit going around in the world today.
Yeah. I don't give a two fucks about soccer. The fuck out of here with that shit.
About what?
Soccer.
Stalker.
Soccer.
Shocker.
Man, soccer.
Man, that ain't what you're saying. But fuck soccer. Why the hell are you talking about soccer?
Because I fucking wanted a, win EA Sports $10 promo card. So which means I can get so I got like $10 to I could use towards a game on fucking EA Sports.
There's other games besides soccer.
Well, the ones that they're showing up are like, you know, cheap ones, like, you know, like $9.99 for like soccer, NHL 2009. And after that, they all go expenses, like fucking Figure Skating 3 for Xbox 360. So I don't want that crap.
Figure Skating, yeah. That sounds like a great game.
Oh, yeah. So to the fact, it's rated teen for crude humor, drug reference, language, mild violence, and suggestive theme.
And Figure Skating?
I guess so.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it's Skate 3. Okay, it's skateboarding. Come on.
Wow.
Well, I mean, come
how
on.
Do you,
but
how do you confuse
skate.
That?
Because of the fact all I saw was the word skate.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know how you confuse figure skating with skateboarding.
But, see, then you've got SSX. Moving on to the next one. Fight Night Champion for Xbox 360. Well, okay, they've got PS3 as well, but,
Well, I sure hope they got it for PS3, otherwise this is pointless.
Oh, the NHL 2009 is not for PS3 or Xbox 360.
And then what's the purpose of it?
That one for apparently the PC.
The fuck?
Yep. And then you got all these other games that are like fucking like $59.99. Like, fuck out of here. You really think I want to spend $59.99 on a game like these? Fuck out of her. I'm better off going with the fucking NHL Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of PS3, it looks like Carrie now has a PS3.
Oh, God. That's the last thing we need is her on, is her having a fucking PS3.
Well, I don't know if it's hers or her new boyfriend's.
So what black dude is she dating this time?
No, it's a white dude. She only has sex with black guys. No, I don't know what the fuck goes on. I'm just saying she posted up a picture of Uncharted and Uncharted 2. I was like, she got a fucking PlayStation 3 now?
Yeah, and she looks more and more like a fucking redneck every day.
What?
The only thing about her, she's got some nice titties and a nice ass.
Who are we talking about?
Harry.
She looks like a redneck, but she has a nice titty and nice titties and a half.
Nice titty. What the fuck? So she only has one nice tit?
Yes, she only has one.
It could be worse. She could be like, she could be Angelina Jolie.
Hey man, there are people out there that just got one, man.
Oh yeah. Ford.
Huh?
Like Ford.
Ford. Ford has titties.
He's got like one.
Why does he have any?
I have no clue.
Because he's a dude.
Just 2 days off from work. Yeah.
So you sound like you're about to throw up?
Nah, I'm just burping. Oh, I guess we give it a little snow off of his, and, you know, he's probably dead. Well, it's not like we hear from him anymore. Not even on Facebook.
Nope.
I guess that motherfucker can go away. Whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people can go away.
Yeah. Like Chris.
He did go away.
Oh wait, he did go away. He's gone already. Now it's time for him to go bye bye off my page.
Yeah, he went all the way gone. He even stopped promoting us.
Yep.
Well, that wasn't very nice. Not like a cover photo did anything for us anyway, but
that's very true. I mean, come on. Then again, he didn't really promote Ethan as it was anyways either. Come to think of it.
I'm just saying, now all these jugglers aren't going to add him.
Oh, well.
Because he's no longer a fake juggalo.
As my coworker would say, He skipped past intelligent and went straight to retorted.
Well, you either know things or you're retarded, yes?
Yeah, no, it was funny, like, we were talking about this one dude that we work with at my job. He was a slow motherfucker, and, like, all of a sudden she goes, yeah, he went past fucking intelligent, straight to retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. He was a slow-ass motherfucker. Okay, motherfucker, I deleted you off my fucking page. But why the fuck are you still showing up on my goddamn fucking friend list? Go away!
You gotta refresh your page, man.
Fuck that, I'm just gonna report him as spam.
Who?
Chris.
That's pretty funny.
It won't let me report as spam or abuse.
Why the fuck not?
It says report chat session. Sorry, we experienced an error following this report. Fine. I'll just go to his page and fucking report him that way. and don't go bitching the fucking Jerry about me doing you either.
Yeah, like she'll even tell us. She don't talk very often.
She did ask you why you fucking, like, why you were mad at him.
she's plotting her next murder in her bedroom.
Yeah. Fire kidnapped.
Oh, wow. That's like three kids right there. Which one's she taking out?
Probably all three of them.
Man, I don't know, man. That chick might be crazy.
I think she's crazier than fucking AJ Lee.
Maybe it's better that she doesn't answer me.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, I'm going to be quote-unquote accidentally killed.
Yep, victim number 5.
Wait, the what?
I said, yep, victim number 5.
5?
Well, yeah. Well, she has 3 kids. Take out 3 kids.
But they're still alive, you dumbass.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know.
You know what I can do? Fuck it, I should fucking do. This is my old profile for Chris. It's hacked. Close this account.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You're just going to lose your page.
Okay, fine. I'll just report the bastards.
Because I'm saying I tried that before. Somebody took my picture, I reported them trying to beat me, and then I lost my profile.
Cockeyed bitch, we don't give a fuck if you single. Go the fuck away.
Oh my god, dude, I can't even handle that bitch anymore. Every time I click in there, like, and it's a giant picture too.
Yeah, she's all cockeyed and retarded looking.
Trying to look at the camera, but can't even do it.
Hey, here we go. Report or block this person. Reasons. This timeline is using a fake name. Reason number 2. This person is annoying.
Yes.
Wait. It gets better. Reason number 3. This person is impersonating someone. Reason number 4. This timeline is full of inappropriate content.
Can I click all of them?
Wait, it gets better. Number 5, this is a fake account. Number 6, this person represents a business or organization. And the final one, this profile is underage and should not be on Facebook.
Yes, that one. Definitely that one.
There you go. It says Facebook requires everyone to be at least 13 years old before they can create a an account.
13 years old? You don't need to be on fucking Facebook if you're 13.
In some jurisdictions, this age limit may be higher. Fine, you know what? Let's go. This person is annoying. All right, here we go. Let's see. Send spammy friend requests. Sending spam messages or posting annoying things.
Yes.
Posting annoying things. Continue.
All these fucking options.
Yeah. What can you do? Send a message asking Chris to stop posting annoying things.
Yeah, go ahead and send him. Go ahead and send him a message.
Whoa! It goes, and the default gives you, "Hey Chris, I don't like the things you are posting. Would you please stop? Thanks."
There we go.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll go with that one. And you. Your message has been sent.
There we go.
You have been reported as annoying, Gers. Now let's report you some more.
Yeah. Better watch out, it's gonna backfire on you.
Report Chris's account. His profile is underage. Continue. Report an underage child. There we go. Here's the profile link. Full name of person, the person you'd like to report.
Chris.
Yep. Don't say. Email address listed. Please note that this isn't always reliable, as person can have multiple. Okay, fine. Actual age of child, pick one.
14. Under the,
9 years. Under. Let's see, less than 9 years.
Say less than 9 years.
Yes.
The fuck? Well,
ages it gives you is less than 9 years, 9 years, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, and 13 years of 13+ years.
Come on, man. If you're, if you're below the age of 9 and you know how to get on Facebook, or something wrong.
Your relationship to this person, there is none. Other.
Should have put you as father.
Okay, fine. I'm putting parent. Send. Thanks for contacting Facebook. You should receive an email response shortly.
That's awesome.
Chris, I am your father. I mean, then again, you know, it reminds me of that one that we had all those callers. Chris, this is your father speaking. Get off the phone.
Chris, this is your first meeting. Get off of Facebook. You have been reported.
That, that probably was his father. We don't know what that his father sounds like.
This is true.
I mean, Chris got a little squeaky, annoying voice. Just imagine what his dad sounds like.
Very, very true.
That's perfect. So Chris has now officially been reported as a less than 9 years old.
Oh, Chris.
This is what you get for trying to think you're better than us.
You fucked up. You fucked up.
Go back to preschool. Go back to preschool. Little kids.
Little kids.
Yeah, aka Chris.
Did you say like gay Chris?
Yes.
Poor Chris.
Yep. How about the fact that I actually pulled a fucking Damian Sandow at work today?
You're welcome.
Exactly. I fucking this one fucking customer was banging up a cart. Let go of the cart. Almost hit the cart. So I was like, "You're welcome." Ignoramus.
What I was like whenever SmackDown was on, my sister's like, "Who the hell is that?" I was like, "Damian Sandow." She's like, "Whatever you say." I was like, "You're welcome."
I'm guessing to see your sister doesn't watch much wrestling.
No, not at all.
Let's see if I can receive an email or not yet.
Why the hell would you get an email?
I don't know. Just said you should receive an email shortly.
I mean, clearly we know that you reported it.
I don't know. Oh, well. My codes are like here.
Stupid codes.
Hey, I get a free night of Redbox.
I get a free night, too. Every night.
Well, I get two free nights. So, yeah.
Well, I get 365.
If they don't expire, I can definitely use this for the fucking 30th. And meant, G.I. Joe, Aviation.
Wow, really?
Yo, know, I saw the first one, so I gotta see the second one. If somebody finally decides to kill The Rock.
So is The Purge on DVD yet?
I don't know. I received the email, apparently. Maybe it's telling me that they're going to fucking deactivate Chris's account for being underage. fucking, how funny would that be, though? Fucking, like, all of a sudden, like, his account gets deleted because he's underage.
That'd be pretty fucking funny.
And no, by the way, they are in the process of doing a fucking sequel to the movie too.
to the Purge?
Yep.
What the fuck? Why can't they just, like, leave movies alone?
Due to the success of the first film, a sequel is in development by Universal and Blumhouse.
Now, I know a lot of people said that movie wasn't too good.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, again, the Purge topped the box office with $16.8 million on opening day and $34.1 million throughout the entire week. The film has collected $76,361,000 at the worldwide box office with the production budget of $3 million.
Yeah, all those people paid to go see it and then they were all disappointed afterwards.
As it comes out on DVD, I'll definitely check it out. That's the only way I'm checking it out is on DVD. Ain't no way I'm spending fucking $12, $20 for the fucking theater.
Well, you can watch it online right now if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. How funny would it be if Chris decided to call and start bitching at someone fucking big poor them being underage?
Yeah, right. He ain't gonna call in.
What's that?
Now he doesn't have a reason to.
Yeah. He just sit at home and be a fucking bitch and fuck his dog all night.
He's gonna what?
I said. I said that he can stay home and fuck his dog all night.
He did that before.
Oh, yeah. But now, he has even more spare time to do it.
Yeah.
Where he goes off to college and he's not able to fuck his dog anymore.
He's gonna fuck somebody else's dog.
Bet he probably will.
He wants to fuck a dog in the ass.
How about the fact that I had my coworkers dying today because of the fact I mentioned that the customers can't find the right hole with the fucking carts.
Of course they would laugh at that.
It's probably the first time in a long time that's been perverted at work.
That's surprising.
Well, I mean, except for when, talking to Melinda, and I was talking about the fucking spring breakers, and I wanted to see fucking Selena Gomez in a bikini.
That's not too perverted.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like we knew that fucking, Vanessa Hudgens was getting, or Hudgens, or how the fuck you pronounce her last name, was gonna be fucking butt-ass naked.
Now, if you were talking to that chick, be like, I would love to see you in a bikini. Then that'd be really perverted.
Hey, I mean, I would definitely love to see her in a bikini. Well, even, especially butt-ass naked.
You gotta start somewhere.
No, this chick Melinda's got a fucking fat ass, dude. And nice fucking titties to go along with it.
Oh, there you go. Stop stalking Selena Gomez and go for that chick.
I promise she has a boyfriend.
Oh, now that's an issue.
If she didn't have a boyfriend, shit, I'd be going for it all fucking night long.
You can still try. If she goes for it, she obviously doesn't like her boyfriend.
That's true.
What does it matter to you? You ain't got no girlfriend.
Yeah, this is very true. Okay, now I gotta find all the crappy orders that I fucking that added me because of Chris and delete them off my page.
See you later, LV. That's Tom. That's about
Green
it.
Villain.
Who?
Green Villain.
See you later, pimp. Any in jail again anyway?
I think so.
See you later. Zero.
Goodbye, Drew Gotti.
Yeah. Goodbye to that dude. Go listen to your Backstreet Boys.
I want to close out of the goddamn fucking chat. Buddy, we're gone. Oh, LV, you were gone. F-Tone, that motherfucker's been gone for quite some time already.
But yeah, freaking yesterday, I fucking posted up that Tech N9ne video, and then after that, man, fucking, there was two people to unlike the page. I was like, the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I read about that in the group.
Well, like page. Yeah.
And
every time we post something in there, somebody disappears. Like, isn't that what we're supposed to do here? Now, I'd understand if I kept it posted and posted and posted, but I post like maybe one or two things.
Zero. I won't miss you. You got it. Especially with the fact of your fucking default pictures.
Who is it? Chris.
Oh, Brad Maddox.
What the fuck?
Goodbye. Oh, yeah. Ocho. Oh. Ocho? I don't know how to pronounce your last name, bitch.
That used to be your friend. Why are you so mean right now?
Man, I ain't talked to that bitch in forever.
I don't think I've ever really talked to that chick.
You look good and all, but,
Speaking of which, Chris has a picture of her titties.
And he says that she's just a friend.
Well, he really wasn't meant to see them, apparently. But somebody sent it to him.
I mean, she got some nice titties, too. I'm going to say that much, too. Well, goodbye, LV.
Sayonara.
Just to make sure, I'm going to definitely make sure that fucking F-Tone is on my page.
Man, that dude got deleted a long time ago.
Yeah, he's not up on here.
to go. Cleaning the trash off my fucking page. I'm going to close that out.
So why don't you go ahead and play a song or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do right now. Go away. Just for Chris. Right back. Feed me more.
Feed me. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me.
Page that Chris and I knew.
Why the hell did this person post in this damn group saying, "Who thinks I'm a single lit?" Really? You're in a fucking singles group, man. These damn people.
Yep.
Man, maybe if I posted a picture of myself all cockeyed, somebody talk to me.
It just might.
Because people keep hitting this bitch up.
Don't know why. She'll be as fuck.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Oh, look, let's go to the VIP lounge.
Let's not say we did.
With their graphics made in Pies Up. The fuck is that? Soul of a Hell's Dragon. What the fuck is that?
Dragon.
Well, thank you for your help. Oh my god, dude, this bitch is so fucking ugly. Get off my shit.
Let's see. Who the fuck is this? It's lazy person.
This person's looking for a juggalette in Battle Creek, Michigan era. Hey, look, man, that chick looks a whole lot better with sunglasses on.
They should have put that fucking bitch's ass up in there. Or, yeah, that cockeyed bitch should definitely put the sunglasses on.
Man, Colby must be really hyper all the time. She's always drinking energy drinks.
You know, I should be an asshole and comment on that chick's picture, like, well, you are in a single Juggalos and Juggalos page.
May as well.
Hey, come on. You're posting up in here. Say, who thinks I'm a single lit? Come on, bitch, you're in a fucking single group.
Okay, now this damn chick is saying nigga. What the fuck?
Who's saying nigga? Cockeyed bitch?
Nah, man, that Delina chick, man. Now she's using the word nigga. What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
She's all over the fucking place.
Oh, look, here's somebody I could delete. That's kind of mutual friends of Chris. His, fucking bunny boys.
Yeah, delete that thing. I don't even know why the hell you added them.
I don't even remember adding them. Oh, look, John Alley. I don't know who the fuck you are, but you're friends with Chris, so goodbye. Jason Fury Force.
I love when dudes comment girls' pictures. It's awesome. They're like, you're so beautiful, baby.
Even when they ugly as all fuck.
No, even to the hot ones, it's still funny.
Yeah, but that Jessica Toxic white chick is fucking ugly as all hell. You got people fucking saying that she's 2 a.m. sexy. And too damn hot and sexy to be single.
Well, as for that car guy, bitch, no. No.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the one that posted up. Who thinks I'm a single what? Ugly too. What the fuck?
I really hate when white girls talk black. Seriously, I can't say that enough.
VIP lounge, there it is. So, nobody calls your chat line anyway, so fuck off. Well, there you go, ghetto. That, chick is from PA, too.
Woo.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the angle that makes her look ugly. Let's find out.
Be wrong. How do you feel about the Backstreet Boys coming back for the new album?
I don't care.
That's another angle that still makes you look ugly. No, it's not the angle. You just ugly, bitch.
Oogle.
An oogle. Nah, fuck it, you're an ugly. There you go. That's funny because if the chick that she's hanging out with, they look good. Her, ugly as all hell.
Damn kids.
Yep. Ugly bitches. Oh, about to clean up the trash from on my page. That's printed correct. Oh, Deco G, you're gone.
Who?
Deco G. Echo One, unless you can stay. Bambi, you can stay. Saint Cinna, you can go.
Saint Cinna, what the hell?
Yeah. Dude's friends with Chris. And it was a part of Mission Effect. Christopher Lloyd. You asked if we kneeled or Zod. No, we do not. But we unfriend your ass. Bad luck.
What the hell is this game supposed to be? Fucking Call of Duty. It says learn racial slurs from kids.
AGP, you can go away. Office prophecy. If you're not the right prophecy, you can go away. Got them all? Oh. Super Star. You can go too, the fact you have a stupid name. Yeah, I'm gonna call myself Snoopa Star because I'm a retard.
Dude, I wasn't that drunk. Dude, you gave a mushroom to a midget and kept yelling, "Grow, Mario, grow."
I had to leave Victoria Franklin.
Why?
Talk to the bitch.
You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't know why you want to delete her. She didn't do nothing.
Exactly. She don't do nothing.
But go ahead. Do whatever you want.
All she does is fucking yells out, "Legit this, legit that. Hey, I'm so legit. Hey, you can't fucking talk right.
It's hey, legitimate, look, bitch. Look, you just made a song."
Ha 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 ha.
Or if I ain't going 1 plus 1 equals 2, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
I heard another winning track today. It went like this.
Hello. Hello, Clarice. Well, you know what? You're right. Victoria Franklin, you got some big old titties. You can definitely stay.
Big old titties.
It looks like you're starting to get some stretch marks on your tits over there, girl. You might want to, you know, invest in something for that, like cocoa butter or something.
Yeah, you realize that doesn't work, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Give it the implants.
Implants?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if that chick's fucking or Virgin XL. That'd be crushed.
Man, I would never expect this chick to post up a 2 Chainz song.
Aw, fuck. Fuck out of here. That's bad as putting a crazy clown last night fucking on here, goddamn motherfucking fucking Tyga up on here.
Yeah, I don't know why he would ever think we would play that.
I don't know. You got old titties. I found your old page. What's some more? Did your page?
This person's talking about suicide because their twisted CD broke.
Ah, fuck!
You would really kill yourself because your CD fucking broke?
Just order a new one.
I mean, I was pissed as fuck whenever my Freak Show CD broke in half. But then I found another copy.
Yeah.
Although at that time it wasn't cheap though. It was like fucking $19 or some shit.
I need some coffee.
Damn dog.
Yep. Let's see if again Facebook ever emailed me about fucking Chris being underage. Shut up, dog. And I'm not the one who's.
Damn, people coming home in the middle of the night.
Yep, must be your dad.
Yeah, right. Are you serious? Now this bitch is posting terrible songs.
Now we're posting very terrible songs.
And on top of that, she's like, remember we're listening to this shit nonstop when we were younger? Okay, first off, how old is that missile chick?
Oh, you mean Mr. Ann Luker?
Whatever the fuck her name is. How old is that bitch?
She's like 18, 17.
when she was younger. That song didn't come out too long ago.
Oh, what song is she fucking posting up?
That terrible song, Stanky Leg.
Ah, oh, fuck.
I don't know what is. People are on, like, post terrible shit night.
Yeah. Must have been the crack that they did before they did, started doing that shit. You ever get those times like where like you're sitting like one position, it's like a long ass time. You get up like your legs are fucking stiff as all hell, and you could barely even walk.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, it just happened to me just now. Trying to go down the fucking stairs, like damn.
Stop sitting in the same place so long.
I would, except that's where my computer is. At least until I, you know, finally started putting my shit together. The fuck are you listening to?
Who?
You.
Nothing.
That bitch when I just heard some singing over there.
I don't know. Fucking singing something on this damn show.
That is gay. I have it said, let there be light to the Batcave.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man, you know, if there ain't no light in the Batcave, you can't take a piss.
Why the hell not?
Because, man, then you'd be pissing all over everything else. And not the toilet.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't think I have to piss up. Yeah, I don't think having a piss up would piss up.
Okay, then.
I better say, I don't think cleaning up piss.
Well, you completely fucked that up.
Yeah, I know. My new quote today. I don't feel like pissing up piss up.
I feel like pissing up piss up.
And it's more than fucking
all hell. There's a nice page right there. That's Teddylicious.
Hell yeah, it's like it.
Maria was supposed to come back to the WWE.
I must have fucked that one up.
What?
I said they must have fucked that one up.
Apparently, the Bella Twins blocked her from coming back.
Damn.
I guess they were like, "Fuck you, we're coming back."
Yeah, so how about the fact I was at work today and I saw someone, I saw someone with a fucking shirt that actually, that reminded me of fucking Rabbit.
Oh god, it must have been a Hello Kitty shirt.
Yeah. Hello Kitty made of crossbones. And then I saw another fucking shirt that reminded me of Rabbit. They had a beer bottle on it.
Of course it did. Apparently this person's giving away a free pair of gloves. Who the fuck wants some gloves, right?
Referees?
You're a fucking idiot.
I must be talking about those cut-off gloves that a dude keeps trying to sell.
Yeah, well, no, he's giving a free pair away. If you guess what number he's thinking of. Hey, look. Havoc, like, that's Teddylicious picture.
Hell yeah.
We think I have a fucking rainbow on her titties and a cat.
Bitch, stop posting that you're single. Nobody gives a fuck that you're single. You cock-ass son of a bitch. You need some fucking sunglasses or an eye patch or something on that goddamn eye. How about this, bitch? I'll make you a deal. I'll date you as long as I can put a fucking eye patch over your cock-eyed.
Good, let her know that you'll do that.
So then that way I ain't gotta worry about you looking at other people when we're trying to kiss. Or fuck. Or anything.
I guess just turn the lights on.
And I'm pretty sure even then I think that's gonna be looking fucking at everybody else.
But then you can still picture her eyeball rolling around.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why she needs an eye patch. She could be the female version of Rick Ross.
Not really.
Nipples. Camel toe.
Yep.
Look, another camel toe. Let's share it around.
Let's share it around.
Yep, there we go. Shared. I looked another fucking group or like page called That's Ass-tastic.
Ooh.
I think that Sarah chick should definitely be a part of that group or like page, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yep.
And I don't know if spaz and tits can be part of that triglycerides. I just now remembered. I still got Pepsi left. What the fuck? I got like half a case left. And Pepsi Max. No sugar, no calories, no carbs. Booties, boobies, and beauties. I like it.
It's me, I'm Mario.
Shut up.
Oh, really? We'd love to hear from you.
If you like this page, please take a moment to help us better understand what type of page this is.
Nope. None of the above.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need to give a fucking feedback for. I want to like the goddamn page.
Can't get the fucking name of that show right.
Who?
Rabbit.
What show? What show is she trying to talk about?
Keeps trying to say Mayhem Fest, but she keeps calling it Rockstar Mayhem. How fucking hard is it to say the fucking name of it?
Hard for her. I'm gonna go correct her.
That was like the other day. Except I was on the Dawn Johnson profile where I saw her thing saying, I'm in love with her boyfriend. And I was like, nobody cares.
I think it's pretty hot, you know, she decided to go paint up to a goddamn, to a show like that, too.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, do you need to get painted for every show?
Yes.
I'm trying to think, if I put Mayhem Fest, she'd be like, what the fuck is that?
She puts Rockstar Mayhem, put Fest after it.
Oh, there we go. I put it up on her page. Let's see what she says about it. Yeah, another page, mufflove.com. Yeah, buddy. Picture of fucking Jennifer Haygood with her fucking legs spread, and the only thing some dumbass can say is, that's an amazing bathroom.
I see.
Really? That's the best you can come up with and say? Moron. This is boring marine gun, and we also born here sometimes.
Sometimes. All the time.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to pass the fuck out.
Oh, no, you're not. You're a fucking liar. But you can end the show, though.
Sounds good.
All right, bye.